You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? What's up, everybody? This is your host, Fawn Strong James. Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I really wanted to open up the podcast this morning singing, but then I got a little nervous, so I just opened it up regular. But this is what I wanted to sing. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. That was ringing in my spirit this morning, y'all. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And then they say, he's able. Y'all. Y'all know I sing in the key of Z, whatever key that is. But this morning, y'all, I wanted to come to you and encourage you this morning to just be patient. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And I know sometimes when we be going through things, when circumstances be bigger than ever in our lives, we got to remember that God is bigger than our circumstances. God is bigger than situations. God is bigger. He is bigger than everything that's going on. Every single thing. I don't care how many things are going on in your life right now. I don't care if every area of your life got something going on in a direction that you wish it wasn't in. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. This morning, the Holy Spirit talked to me about patience. Yeah. That's what we talked about this morning. So let's get into my conversation with God. Okay, let's do it. I still got this song in my spirit. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Y'all hear me? Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. I'm so thankful that the Lord didn't give up on me. Listen, when I think about all the times where he could have gave up on me and he didn't, and the fact that he didn't just not give up on me, he was with me through the thing. He was with me through the circumstances. But that ain't even what I came on the podcast to talk to y'all about today. That just was in my spirit this morning. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Ooh, y'all, don't give up on God. Do not give up on God. I don't know who gonna hear this podcast today, tomorrow, next year, whenever you hear it, but I just want you to not give up on God, because he is not giving up on you. I don't care what it looks like. Let me tell y'all what the Holy Spirit said to me this morning in our conversation. He said, no matter what happens, serve me. No matter what troubles come, praise me. No matter what, pray. No matter what, obey. No matter what, keep the faith. Don't let circumstances, don't let what people say, don't let what people don't say change your posture or your relationship with me. I have all the answers, he said. Sometimes I may not tell you why, but I need you to trust me. It's always going to be bigger than what the naked eye can see. Up or down, trust my sound, trust my voice. And then as I've turned to the book of Job, oh man, that was where the scriptural surprise came from this morning. The book of Job. I literally was praying and hearing from God. And then I just randomly opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise. And I was like, "Ooh, Lord, give me a word from you. Give me a word." And y'all, I'm going to tell you the truth. I be wanting some kind of like a word that's just like, it's going to happen. This is this and that is that. No, the word was from the book of Job. I read chapters 11 through 14. And basically, the book of Job is all about enduring through the suffering and knowing that God is with you. Knowing that God is with you. So these were the hope words that I read as I read the book of Job this morning. One of them said this: it's easy to praise God in the sunshine, but your breakthrough comes when you praise him in the dark. Oh, y'all. See, that's not really quite when I was like, "Ooh, Lord, give me a word from you." And then I read, you know, the book of Job, of course, and there's a lot of suffering going on. Then I read that. I'm like, yeah. See, it's easy to praise God in the sunshine. That's what I wanted. I wanted a sunshiny word from the Lord this morning. But he said, but your breakthrough, though, comes when you praise him in the dark. When you praise him no matter what the circumstances are. When you praise him no matter what the season is. When you praise him whether you got money in the bank or shorty what you think. Where the money at, though? You know what I'm saying? When you can praise him no matter what's going on. When you can praise him when your phone ringing for the wrong reasons. When you can praise him no matter what. When you can praise him when things just go awry. When you can praise him when you just like, "Lord, seriously, what is going on?" That's when your breakthrough gonna come. So be encouraged this morning. The other hope word that I read this morning was this, and this was all in the book of Job. It says, "Nothing comes to you that does not pass through God's fingers first." That's me putting my phone down right there. Like, I just want to throw the phone right there. Listen, nothing, nothing comes to you that does not pass through God's fingers first. Y'all, like, nothing that you're dealing with didn't come through God's fingers first. So you know what that means? Do you know what that means? There is a reason why you're going through whatever it is that you're going through, because God wants you to come out on the other side with a clear understanding, with a new way of thinking, with wisdom, with knowledge. Like, there's a reason why. Nothing comes to you that does not pass through God's fingers first. That means he's allowing it, but basically, like with the book of Job, Satan came to God and was like, let me get at Job, basically. And God was like, "All right, Job is faithful. You know, you can get at him, but you can't kill him, though." You know what I'm saying? Like, God was like, cool. You can get at him, but you can't kill him, though. Why? Because God got the glory through the whole thing. And Job learned a lot about himself. Sometimes we going through stuff so that God can show us who he is. And then also who we really are and who he wants us to be. So y'all, don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. Don't give up on God, y'all. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He is patient with us. So why not be patient with him? Especially since he knows the whole plan. Especially since nothing can come to you that does not pass through his fingers first. Like, that just gives me relief. I don't know about you. It's encouraging relief. Like, whatever I'm going through, it went through God's fingers first. And if it went through God's fingers, whoo, hallelujah. If it went through his fingers, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be all right. The thing is, I just got to keep trusting him. Keep believing him. Keep having faith in him. Keep waiting on him. Like, not get ahead of him. Just keep obeying him. Keep praying. Like, keep my knees to the ground. Like, keep praising him no matter what I see, no matter what they say, no matter what happens. I just gotta keep my eyes on him. Because Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you." Put your name in there. "For I know the plans I have for you, fun. For I know the plans I have for you." Insert your name. "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." So this morning, trust that God knows the plan. Be patient. Be patient. Because God knows the plan. And his plan comes with his timing. And we just got to be patient. I got to be patient. That's exactly what the Holy Spirit was telling me this morning. Be patient. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Dun, 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 dun. Y'all remember that song? If you don't remember that song, I'm sorry. Sometimes I just go back to my churchy upbringing. But those songs drop into my spirit. Like, man, make sure y'all raising y'all kids so that they, when they get to be our age or get older, that what you put in them will drop in their spirit at the right moment. See, if my mama hadn't had me in the little kids in the children's choir, I wouldn't be able to sing, "Please be patient with me. Mm-mm-mm. God is not through with me yet. Dun, 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 dun. Please." Oh my goodness, y'all. Be patient. Be patient. Okay? Be patient. God was patient waiting on you to come back to him when we was, listen, see, I'm about to go there. Listen, I ain't gonna talk about you. I'm just talking about me. God was patient with me when I was out there wilding out. Okay? He was patient with me when I just was not giving him my all. He was patient with me. He waited on me to get it together. So y'all, you need to wait on the Lord and be patient with him through your circumstances and your situations, because he got his hand on it. That's the thing. He ain't took his hand off of you. It has to go through his fingers first. Like, it has to go through his fingers. So he has not taken his hand off of you. He is still with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, y'all. I know y'all were like, she was singing today. I know, right? I know. I'm working on me a contract, a singing contract. Not really. I'm just kidding. But that comedian contract, though, yeah, that's the contract that I need to be working on. All right, y'all, let's wrap this episode up by giving you your assignments for today. Number one, you already know what it is. What did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? I pray y'all be talking all day long. Okay, not just in the morning, but all day. Like, just talk to God all day. Lord, what you think about this? Lord, should I say this? Lord, come into this conversation that I'm about to have with so-and-so. Lord, help me to write this paragraph. Lord, help me to write this post on social media. Let it be a representation of you. Lord, help me not to post a picture that's too revealing of myself. You know, y'all. Okay, when I say you need to, you, I don't know where that came from, but you need to talk to the Lord about everything. Okay? Like, bring the Lord into the whole situation, in the whole conversation situation. Then number two is really not a written assignment, but kind of, sort of. Number two is, be patient with God. He has a plan. The answer key for number two is to meditate and stand on Jeremiah 29:11. Be patient with God. He definitely has a plan. All right. That's all I got for you. That's it. Do you want more? You got to come back tomorrow to get more. Okay. Or go back and listen to yesterday's episode or the 100 other episodes that have been recorded. Okay. It's so much content. On Assignment by God has a ton of content. So if you really love what we're doing here, when I say we, I mean me and the Holy Spirit,
If you love what we're doing here, go back and listen to some of our other content and read some of our older blogs. Been doing this since March 2019, so there is a ton of content. And I'm talking about, when I say been doing it, I'm talking about daily, 6 days a week. And then we just went to 7 days a week with our Sunday segment called Your Conversations with God. But anyway, I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.